that's what makes it scary.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, that is scary to me.
Well, yeah. It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. This is the whole point.
You stab the killer and you run away and you think you're safe, and then they show up 2 minutes later and kill you.
Yeah. How did you like Freddy vs. Jason?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I only remember the part where the woman gets like her nose like
cut off. By Freddy.
Mm-hmm. That was gross.
Yeah, I've watched that a lot.
Isn't that the one where the girl looks like Nicole?
Looks just like Nicole.
And she is Nicole in high school?
Yes. And she has like the baseball hat and the braids. She's Nicole.
Yeah. Aww.
That was a good booger, kitty cat.
That's gross. Are we? Oh, we are. Good. Okay. That was my cat sneezing for anyone that wanted to know what that noise was. Sorry. So, I feel like we're a little, or I'm going to be a little rusty because it's been a while since we've recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't like saying that
we record. Well, I don't, because I just like it to be just
natural.
General. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not like, we're recording three today and or whatever. You know, right. I like it.
We're never going to record three in one day. That's stupid.
What if we both have the day off?
And we just record like five or six of them.
But then we have to watch them and we have to remember them.
I can barely keep two straight, let alone.
I'm so taking a picture of what we're on right now.
Yeah.
I can't not. Look at that tummy.
So, my name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we are going to be discussing High Tension.
Why did you say it like that?
Which is a really good one. Oh, I love this one. What?
Before we get into it, the last one we did was Fire in the Sky, right?
Yeah.
This is me opening my satchel.
Satchel. Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
So for those of you that have listened to the Fire in the Sky one, Fire in the Sky is one of my favorite alien abduction scary movies, which I think they're all scary.
Yeah, I don't think there's any non-scary alien abduction.
But that film is based on the Travis Walton Experience, which is a documentation of Travis Walton being abducted. And my sister bought me the book and had it signed. Oh, gosh.
Are you going to read it?
Oh, okay. Chelsea Jean. She had it autographed and shit for me, too. Chelsea Jean, may reason guide us to discover, discover, declare, and defend the truth. Travis Walton, happy birthday.
Isn't that cute? And then there's more stuff in there too, look.
Is there?
It was like little freebies that he
Holy
sent
cow!
It
That's awesome. It comes with Paranormal Witness, The Abduction. It's a 90-minute special edition.
He said disc. That on that little piece of paper, it just says that that's like the most accurate documentary about the abduction.
On YouTube.
Oh, it's also on YouTube?
Yeah. That's cool.
There's more in there, too. There's more.
Oh, God. Yeah. This is going to be a long thing. Sorry, everybody. Is there more shit? Oh, cool.
Are those cute?
I can't
They're
read.
Postcards.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll post pictures on our Instagram
yes.
of these because this is super cool.
And of Oberon's gross tummy right now.
Yeah.
Just took a picture. Chelsea's cat had surgery and his belly's shaved.
Yes, a big paunch. This is awesome. Thank you.
What does it say? One is cool.
I can't read.
Here.
You read them because.
You really can't read cursive?
I can, but.
One says, Chelsea, keep looking up, Travis Walton. And the other one says, Chelsea, the Pentagon finally is admitting they are here, but maybe it's okay after all. I don't know what that means. Okay.
That's cool. Mom's going to be so jealous.
I know.
Oh, buddy. That's great. Okay. Yeah, I'll post.
Don't
pictures
post them on Facebook.
Stuff.
Post them on Instagram so Mom won't see.
Perfect.
Oh, I guess she listens to this, so we're fucked.
Sorry, Mom. Love you. Anywho, okay.
High tension.
High tension. Here we go. It was released originally in 2003. The director and all of these names are French.
I would just don't.
Yeah, okay.
I thought about, on some of mine, like recently, I've Googled pronunciations because I'm so terrible at it. And I was going to do that to help you, and then I forgot.
No, it's okay. I'm American, and I can't pronounce things because I'm stupid. So there's that. They don't teach us that in U.S. school, how to be intelligent. Never mind.
How to be intelligent.
The director is Alexandre Aja. That's Alexandre. Okay.
I would say like the two main characters and leave it.
Marie is Cécile de France, and Alex, or Alexa, depending on the version that you watch, is played by Mei Wen. And the killer, I'm going to say the killer too, Philippe Nahan.
Nahan, I think, is how you say it.
Okay.
That's one that I looked at. I'm like, Nahan?
And it was released in the UK as the title Switchblade Romance, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's a fun fact. Cool. So this is probably one of the bloodier movies, I think, that we've reviewed, aside from like Midnight Meat Train.
Yeah.
Because that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So released in 2003. Do you want to do some of the facts, some of the cool facts first, or should we just...
I like to do them as we go along.
Okay,
like perfect. When they're relevant to the...
All right.
I feel bad reviewing this one because it's got such a twist in it.
It has such a twist. So if you hate spoilers and you want to see this, don't listen.
Until you see it. Because there's such a good twist in it. Greg...
Doesn't make sense to me, but we'll go into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg was shocked.
Yeah.
He was, like, super surprised. I shouldn't... He was like, oh, maybe I haven't seen this.
Right. Yeah. That's how I was. I started watching it and I was like, holy shit. Like, I don't remember any of this.
Really?
Yeah.
I remembered like all of it.
I remembered like the gas station scene.
It was traumatizing.
The end.
Ugh. Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay. So I guess if you actually want to see this, just like pause us. Go watch it.
And then come back. Yeah, I think that's good. So these two girls are college friends, and they're going to stay at Alex's family's farmhouse,
mm-hmm.
Which was actually a mill that they refurnished to be a farmhouse.
Oh, really?
Because they couldn't find a big enough house.
Oh, for all the stuff that goes on in mm-hmm. it? Yeah, that makes sense.
So they go and they stay there. And, like, Marie gets introduced and all this stuff. And then they go to bed. And, like, there's other stuff that goes on. Like, the truck driver scene.
Yeah, okay. One, the whole time they're smoking, it makes me miss smoking so bad.
I know. Like, it makes me miss, like, college. Like, yes. Having a beer and going out and, like,
having the windows rolled down. Mm-hmm. Having a smoke in the car.
Being hungover. Do you remember, like...
Do I remember being hungover?
Being hungover.
Yesterday.
Yeah, because I don't drink. I don't drink anymore, so it's been like 4 years since I've had a hangover.
Do I remember being hungover?
But they're driving, and it just reminds me of college.
Oh, yeah.
Because they partied the night before, and Alex is like, oh, my God, I feel like shit. And they're driving, like, smoking cigarettes. Like,
it does, like, set a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just skip the truck driver.
I know, because I don't want to have to remember that.
Which is so disturbing. When the first time I saw it, I, like, had the most shocked, just, like, jaw-dropped look on my face, like, what am I watching?
Yeah, that's the most shocking part, I would say, in the whole film.
Oh, really? Not the big twist?
I don't think so. I think this was grosser.
Do you want to say it or do you want me to?
I'll say it. Okay. So the serial killer is like parked by the farmhouse. He's like looking at the farmhouse. And he's getting roadhead essentially by a decapitated head.
Which you don't know. You just hear weird noises. And then he rolls down the window and tosses out a severed head.
That looks like Alex.
It does. Mm-hmm. I also thought it's very like Ed Kemper did that.
So
I wonder if it was inspired by him.
From what it was inspired by a serial killer, but a French serial killer. And I didn't write the guy's name down, but.
Oh, okay.
And the serial killer in this, it was his last movie where he played a serial killer because he was done being, because he was typecast a lot.
Yeah. And he is kind of like a different looking guy. Yeah.
And so he, like, read through the script and said that this was his last one because he liked it so much.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Vinnie Jones will ever be like, I don't want to play a boxer fighter anymore.
Right? Yeah.
I want to be in Hallmark films.
with my garden.
I want to play the widowed woodworker.
Yes.
That falls in love with the city girl.
Like Aiden. And Sex in the City.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. That's so they're staying the night at the house.
Yeah. Truck driver, like, bolts it after he disposes of the head.
Yuck.
Ugh. It's so gross. So, yeah, they stay the night. And they're taking the weekend to study for finals, is what the thing is. And so away from everything. And, like, Marie keeps making jokes with Alex. Like, yeah, no wonder you get good grades because you are at this farmhouse, or you are at the farmhouse all the time, not being able to do anything.
Well, they also, so I wonder this too. Alex is always picking on her about not having a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's not clear that she's a lesbian.
I don't know. I don't like stereotyping people.
Well,
but yeah,
I don't either. But
I understand.
If you have like.
And she keeps commenting to Alex about like her life choices with guys too, like that kind of. And then when Marie goes outside to like smoke cigarettes, she looks up at the window and like Alex is naked showering.
Which oddly placed window.
They did that on purpose. Like,
well, of course they did that on purpose, but I'm like, if you're standing in the shower, there's a window. It had to be like a floor height window so that whoever's outside can look up and like perfectly see you naked.
Yeah. And the set guy was just like dumping water on her. Like,
really?
Yeah.
And she's just like, okay.
Right. It wasn't an actual shower. Like the guy was just like dumping water on her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so Marie, like, looks up at her, and then Marie goes upstairs and masturbates.
Does her thing.
Does her thing, whatever. That's when shit, like, goes crazy. And I don't know if that was what triggers her.
I kind of thought that, too. But I don't know.
I don't know either. Should we just say the spoiler right now?
I don't care. It's up to you.
The killer all along is Marie. But you don't know that until the last, like, 10 minutes of the film.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Knock on the door.
Knock on the door. The dad goes downstairs and he's like, the killer has like a razor blade, like a straight razor.
Yeah.
And just like clocks the dad in the face.
Ugh. I wonder why. So they have a St. Bernard and the St. Bernard did nothing.
I know. And pet death, the St. Bernard dies. But the director felt really bad because the director didn't, put the dog's name in the credits.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He totally forgot about it.
What was the dog's name, do you know?
Ricky.
Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird name.
It's a weird name for a dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a blanket quick. I know. I'm freezing.
Oh, my God, Chelsea. Now I just have to sit here and do nothing.
Well, I started like
every time you get up and I'm just sitting here, it reminds me of Wayne's World when Wayne leaves and Garth is just sitting there with the cameras on him. Like, what do I do now? Fuck. I just get this like weird anxious feeling.
And you're like moving around in your seat and
I don't know what to do now.
Sorry.
That's okay. Not really, but okay.
Yeah. Well, for the next one, I'll be sure to have a blanket on me.
Does Cooper have his dog bed?
He does.
Okay.
I made sure to get that. Yeah, so the dad gets razor blade to the face, and then he's, like, crawling up the stairs covered in blood, and the killer, like, shoves his head through the banister and then, like, takes the dresser and, like, rams the dad's head.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That was super gross.
It was super gross.
I knew it. I watched it the first time, and then last night I didn't watch it because I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It, like, busts his head right off.
Busts his head right off. There is, in the United States, it was going to be rated NC-17, but they shortened a lot of the kill scenes.
Really?
And took a lot of what.
So what one did we watch?
I'm going to say this. I didn't watch. I covered my eyes when I knew the banister scene was going to happen because I knew it was coming. And I was like,
I watched it my fingers. You see him get decapitated.
So that's the unrated version.
Okay.
The unrated version is where you see the decapitation and the full on.
Okay. That's the only one I've seen then.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one without that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. What happens next?
The next kill. The dog gets killed, but they don't. The two kills that you don't see are the dog and the
little brother.
And the brother. And they did that on purpose because, you know, dog deaths and children deaths in movies are not.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't want to see that. So Marie is, like, listening to all of this stuff happen. And she's, like, running through her room, like, drying out the sink. And she's doing all this
stuff.
She did
a lot of really smart things. She repacked her bag and hid her bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went in the bathroom and wiped out the sink and, like, took her, few bathroom items out of there.
Because she's up on the third floor.
Yeah. But then she finds the phone, but it's not plugged in, so she's...
Where are all the phones in this house? They have one phone, and it's in the kitchen, and the killer conveniently cut the phone.
It's a big house. It seems like the parents would have a phone in their room. They do. They have a phone in their room.
But I thought it, like, wasn't
working. Because I thought the mom, like, went for it.
Yeah, she did. She gets her hand cut off. Ugh.
But isn't that how that happened? She's going for a phone?
I think so. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. I close my eyes.
I close my eyes.
I thought that. So Marie is, like, moving furniture around.
She's, like, doing all of this, like, super smart shit. But then
it would be so noisy.
It'd be so noisy.
Like, even in a not that old house.
When I move this table, you can hear it upstairs.
Well, this table is
gigantic.
This table is
huge, yeah. But
if you were, like, moving chairs around upstairs in this house, you could hear it. And that house is probably triple the age of this house. Anyway, I thought that was, like, a little,
because she is. She's, like, shoving, like, the armoire and stuff around. And
yeah, so she finds a phone that's not plugged in, and she's looking. She follows a cord on the wall, and it ends up being a cord for, like, something else.
The TV.
The TV.
Ugh. Your heart would just sink.
I would probably climb out the window and just die.
I think this a lot when I watch scary movies. I'm like, I would have just died.
I would have died by now. I know for sure. I would have sat there and been murdered.
Like in a zombie one, too. I feel like, well, you would do fine.
Maybe.
I would be dead. Somebody would be clawing at the door, and I'd open it and be like, oh, hey, oh, shit, zombie, and I would die.
Like Shaun of the Dead. Like, you're just going about your life.
It's the Z word. Yeah, but is it out there? yeah.
Okay, so then the next death is Mom. Mm.
This is gross. This is definitely not one to watch if you're squeamish at all.
So Alex, or not Alex, Marie leaves the bedroom.
Yeah.
Is trying to get out of the house, hides in a closet. She's looking through the, like, slats in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom comes running in and is basically, like, eye to eye with her. And the killer slits her throat.
And it's, like, wide open. Ugh. Wide open. You see everything.
That's super creepy.
It's super creepy.
And I don't know how she stayed. Well, I mean, she stayed quiet because she was the murderer.
She, now you know. The more you know. But yeah, like, she was the killer. She's the killer all along.
I also want to know, so Alex is sleeping through this whole thing because she has earplugs in.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of nowhere.
Why would you need earplugs?
Yeah.
And they are really in the middle of nowhere, like farm fields all over the place. Like,
for some reason, I remembered it more like wooded.
Well, the end is wooded.
Yeah, maybe that's. Mm-hmm. I thought they were like out in like a wooded area, yeah, with like a couple farm fields, not just like farm fields with a house in the middle of it. Yeah. The boy, he books it.
Yeah, I want to go back to the mom though. Okay. So the mom, they had to shoot that like 10 times.
Really?
Because Philippe didn't want to hurt her when he put, like, the fake razor blade to her neck.
Oh, okay.
And so...
So he wasn't, like, applying enough pressure for the prosthetic or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah. And he kept being super self-conscious about, like, hurting her, which I thought was funny. But very nice of him to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah. And they had to keep reapplying everything, too.
That happens... well, I've heard about that happening a lot. Where in action movies and mm-hmm. stuff, and you know, horror, they don't actually want to hurt the other person.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, they have trouble.
They would
with
have
that.
To film it like yeah. a ton.
Oberon, no, you're bad kitty.
Yeah, I know.
Go. No, not for you.
So, the kid, you see the kid like running through the cornfield and then just holding onto the plant. It's like Groot.
I'll hold on to baby Groot.
So the killer chases, he walks. He does the walking
yeah.
killer thing and takes a shotgun and kills the kid.
Yeah, you...
you don't see anything.
You just see the kid, like, running through the cornfield, and then you hear the shot.
Yeah.
You do see him dead, though.
Later.
Later, mm-hmm. yeah.
When the truck is, like, driving away,
mm-hmm.
you see him later. So then, like, Marie is just running through the house. Like, it makes sense later.
Yeah.
Why the killer didn't see her. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. And so the killer ends up, kidnapping Alex, tying her up and stuff. And then he's downstairs doing something, and he's taking the picture frame, like, with Alex and, like, her family. He's taking a picture. I feel like that there are better ways to take a picture out of a picture frame than to take your thumb and, like, press it hard against...
Well, he's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It
just
makes
that
it more
was
dramatic.
Weird.
He's not going to, like, pull the back off of it. And so awkward.
Mike, can you come get the plant so my cat stops trying to eat it?
We Thank save you. It. Thank you, Mike.
My hero.
This is very professional.
Well, whatever.
We're good
we
at
haven't
this.
Done it in a while, so
that's true.
That's our excuse. The next one will be better. So Alex is tied up in the bedroom with like chains and all sorts of stuff, and Marie comes in, and Marie's like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna get you out of here. Like, we'll be safe, whatever." Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of like 28 Days Later when
yeah.
Marie is like creeping around with a knife.
Yes.
And she's like, looks crazy, you know?
She is super built, too.
Yeah.
Like,
she's insanely
the
built.
Actress. She trained with a Thai boxer for, like, months to prepare for this, and it pays off because she is, like, ripped.
Yeah.
Which you can tell on, like, the cover of this.
Oh,
she's Because
she's,
like, holding, like, a chainsaw or whatever, like, the...
Actually, I know what that is. Greg told me.
What is it?
It's a K-12 rescue saw that, like, firemen use.
To get people out of vehicles? Or just, like...
Yeah, to get people out of vehicles. And I think he said to, like, cut holes in, like, houses quick.
God, like, can you imagine that, like, going through you?
No. Why would I want to imagine
just
that?
Insane. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
But that's cool that you know that.
Yeah, Greg told me.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of blood in this. A lot. And then, Marie, like, sneaks out of the house and you see the killer, like, holding Alex up, like, over his shoulders, like, walking out of the house.
Yeah.
And he throws her in the back of the van or the truck.
Yeah.
Marie runs into the back of the truck,
too. It's like a cargo truck.
Yeah. Which, where did she get that truck? There's so many things, like, now watching it and knowing that, like, Marie was the killer all along. Like, what
I'm kind of thinking that there's no truck at all. That she just throws her in the back of Marie's car.
Mm, okay.
Or Alex's car.
Yeah. It's a cool idea and it's a really great film, but I just don't, like, there's a lot of things that I don't understand.
Yeah. And then I don't understand, too, how, I keep getting their names mixed up. Marie gets in the back of the van.
Yeah.
With her.
Yeah.
They go driving away. Then they go to the gas station, which mm-hmm. is this whole thing. But when they, we'll have to come back to you. When they leave the gas station, Marie is following in a different car.
Yeah.
So now there's all these vehicles involved.
Is it, like, all happening in her head? Like,
I think it might be happening in her head, and I have a feeling that she just threw Alex in the back of, like, Alex's car.
Okay. That would make way more sense.
Yeah.
I need answers, really.
I'm sure there's probably, like, tons of, like, fan theory about this that yeah. we just didn't read.
I didn't look it up.
Yeah. But that could be a thing, though.
But, yeah, so they get to the gas station so the killer can gas up his truck. And Marie, like, runs in, and she's talking to the gas station attendant. And then the killer comes in and is, like, bullshitting with the gas station attendant. The gas station attendant knows that there is a killer.
Yeah.
Or that something is going on. And so you see the attendant, like, look at Marie, and that's when the killer is like, what are you looking at? Or something. Like, something like that happens.
That was another thing, too. How did this whole interaction actually happen?
Right.
With the gas station attendant?
Yeah.
Did she just come in all covered with blood, and he's looking at her like, whoa?
Like, what the fuck?
Because at that point, she has talked to him and the killer, and he's talking.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And so
it's kind of like Fight Club-ish.
It is. Oh, that's a good. Yeah, because you never know, like, who's doing.
Spoiler!
Spoiler. Well, Fight Club was, like, 20 years ago.
Probably longer ago than that.
I feel like
it was right around 20 years ago. But Fight Club is kind of a classic.
It's a good one.
Okay.
Anywho, so the gas station attendant gets axed, like, right in the stomach, right?
In the back,
I think. In the back.
He's, like, going to get alcohol out of a thing.
Okay.
And gets axed. Was that after she hid in the bathroom?
No. No. It was before. Like, the killer axes the gas station guy while Marie is going to hide in the bathroom.
Also, how did Marie, this is, if you're paying attention, how did Marie get out of the back of the locked van to get into the gas station? Yeah.
There are so many things.
There's clues.
There are clues. I feel like that there are little breadcrumbs throughout, and then when you see the ending, you're like, oh, shit, that makes total sense.
Oh, yeah. I put down, where did he get the axe?
There's one side of the gas station, like, on the racks, where there are, like, axes and stuff.
Have you ever been in a gas station that has axes for sale?
But they were there in that one. So
maybe it's different in France.
Maybe. It was shot in Romania.
Oh, maybe it's different in Romania. What I would like to know, too. Okay, so then she is hiding in the bathroom, mm-hmm. or in the restrooms, which were gigantic for the size of that gas station.
They were huge. And if you look at the outside of the gas station, like, there's no way.
It's like Resident Evil. The Hive is down there.
The Hive is down there.
27 layers of restrooms.
Oh, gosh. Or, like, the restaurant in The Crazies, too. Or,
they
like,
had that gas gigantic station. Gigantic kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, giant cooler area that.
That's so weird.
They wouldn't have.
Movies are weird.
Yeah. None of them are perfect.
None of them are perfect. So Marie, like, the truck leaves. Like, the killer ends up, after he axes the attendant, he ends up leaving. And Marie is, like, in the bathroom, like, washing her face and, like, getting water or something.
She's getting a drink.
Yeah. And she looks up and she sees that the guy's gone or diving away.
Well, she tells the gas station attendant to call the police, right?
She goes and calls the police.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She goes and calls the police. And I know she's in, like, a panic state and stuff. But she gave the dispatcher no information.
And then none. Isn't the dispatcher like, where are you? What are you by? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't know.
What does the truck look like? Like, give me some information.
I said I would have set the gas station on fire.
Yeah.
And then they'd find you.
Yeah. She does say that.
Does she?
Yeah. She's just like, well, if I set this bitch on fire, would you find me then? Like, she says something to that extent.
Oh, I would just set the gas station on fire. Just cause.
Yeah. And then she like.
And I'd say, I was panicked. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why I did that. And I killed the guy that's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. There's like, I was waiting for you to say something, and then when you didn't, it was real awkward.
I was reading, that's why.
Oh, okay. So she gets in the guys in the attendant's car and grabs the gun that the attendant had and is like chasing down the truck. Mm-hmm. This might actually be a really quick episode now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it might be short.
It might be a short one. Well, the movie's only like an hour 20. So that makes.
So, okay. I know that you don't drink anymore. This came up. So the truck driver or the killer is pouring alcohol like through the grate. To Alex. Mm-hmm. I would be trying to drink that if I thought I was going to die.
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know because I know that you don't drink anymore.
If I were in a situation like that. I would absolutely be like, just get me drunk.
Yeah.
I don't need to know what is going to happen next.
I'm going
to
die. Like, okay. I just wondered. That was like a question that I wrote down.
No, I absolutely, for sure.
You're like, no, I will stay sober until death.
Until death.
Unless it's going to be horrible by a murderer. And then I'll drink alcohol if he pours it on me.
If it were the end of the world, I would probably.
I would definitely start smoking again.
Why not?
For sure.
Zombie, well, I don't know. Zombie apocalypse or something like that. I don't think I would start drinking again just because you would want
to stay like clear-headed all the time.
To stay clear-headed.
I would quit drinking in a zombie apocalypse.
Absolutely. There would be few situations that I would feel safe enough to drink during a zombie apocalypse.
And then I always think like, oh, I'd start smoking again. But then why? What if it's like Walking Dead and 15 years later I'm still alive and then I get lung cancer?
Oh my God.
In the apocalypse with no doctors.
You would have to be like
I shouldn't
elite
say that
athlete.
Because Ezekiel has cancer.
I mean, cancer would still be a thing.
Yeah. But like Ezekiel now, like King Ezekiel, he has cancer. And he has like a growth on his neck. I don't know what kind of cancer it is, but he talks about it and like how other family members of his have died from it.
Like the actor? Or in...
No, in The
Walking
Dead.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like the actual actor that plays Ezekiel.
No.
I was like...
He is really going the extra mile.
I was like, does
part.
He really?
No.
Oh.
God.
He dies like in the comics though. Doesn't he get his head lopped off by the governor?
Ezekiel?
Yeah.
No. It's like, you're thinking Herschel. Herschel gets his head cut off.
No, we're going to have to wrap this conversation up. But I almost am positive that Ezekiel gets his head cut off with like a couple other members.
Unless the governor is around like
maybe not
way down the line.
The governor, the Whisperers.
Oh, maybe he does in the comic. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. High tension.
High tension. Here we go. Did you notice that the soundtrack at all? Did you write anything about that?
Muse is on the soundtrack. That is in my notes.
It's also in my notes.
Nice. Because
I'm like, this sounds really, really familiar.
Yeah. But the soundtrack is really good.
Yeah. I'm not the most gigantic Muse fan. I mean, I like them, but it's kind of Radiohead-ish to me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Marie is like chasing down the van, truck, whatever. And somehow she winds up in front of the truck. And the truck like runs her off the road.
Yeah.
That was scary. And that's when she comes up and she has like the cuts on her face, like on the cover. And like she has a huge cut on her arm. She's kind of fucked up.
And then once again, like, she's all of a sudden super fucked up. Did she get in a car accident with Marie in the truck?
I don't know. Like, maybe.
So many questions. Also, did you notice the car was on fire after it tipped over?
They don't. That's not a thing. Cars don't light on fire.
Just automatically.
Right.
I mean, there is car fires.
There, yeah.
That's a thing. But not every single car that tips over doesn't immediately burst into flames. Okay.
So she ends up like running into this greenhouse, which I thought was really cool. And it reminded me of the greenhouse at our house.
Oh, yeah.
At our farmhouse.
I thought that too.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching it for the first time and I was like, oh my God, that's like the house I grew up in.
So, Alex is like hiding from the killer, but she once again would be making so much noise.
Yeah.
Going through all the plastic, tripping on stuff. Like.
Yeah, and she has, like, chains and stuff, and Alex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Marie.
Oh, God. You're doing it.
I'm doing it. Marie is running around through the greenhouse hiding, and, like, it seems like you'd hear someone. How is she so quiet?
Yeah. And then, like, I thought the killer did something super...
The flashlight thing. Yeah.
So Marie
Greg goes, it's the old flashlight on a rope trick.
Right.
Like he knew, like.
Whatever. Marie sees a flashlight like shining through and she goes to like stab the guy or whatever. And
she's sneaking up on the flashlight thinking that it's the guy.
And it's a flashlight tied with a belt hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, so it's just, like, swinging.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when...
That's when the killer comes at her with plastic wrap or, like, the plastic greenhouse and suffocates her.
Oh, we forgot to mention that she has, like, a piece of wood or something that's wrapped in barbed wire.
With barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very Negan, since we're on Walking Dead.
Yeah, I mean, same, same level.
She only, like, hits some... a couple times. I would have beat him until he, like, disintegrated.
Yeah.
But she's, like, a couple whacks. Oh, okay, I think he's dead. And then gets in his face.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, recall. I know. I'm doing the thing Mike gets annoyed about. I'm trying to recall that part.
Because he chokes her. He, like, reaches up and starts choking her.
Yeah. There was other stuff that was supposed to be in it, but they decided to maybe not include that.
It was just too graphic or what?
It was too graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good the way it was.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. They didn't need to add any more graphic crap.
It was plenty gross enough.
And he's talking to Marie and is like, oh, like, Alex turns you on too or something. Like, he says something weird and creepy. It's like, ugh, no thank you.
Yeah, I can't remember what he says. And I didn't write it down.
Well, that's okay. And that's when, is that when she, like, she grabs the rock and, like, smashes him in the head?
Yeah.
And it insta-pour. It was like a geyser from his head.
I have seen some head wounds that just bleed like that.
Well, because it's a head wound, so they're going to bleed
blood
more.
Everywhere.
And that's when she, like, beats the crap out of him with the barbed wire. Mallet, like, piece of wood or whatever.
Yeah.
And so saves the day. Right?
Yeah.
She saves the day. End. The end.
Alex is saved.
No. Marie goes out and is, you kind of get the gist that something fucked up is about ready to happen, because Marie is just like, oh my God, I saved you. We're safe. Everything's fine. And she starts like undoing everything.
Yeah.
Alex, immediate defense, grabs the knife that like Marie gave her and is like, no, get the fuck away from me. Like, you killed my family. And Marie's like, what? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh my gosh. It's awful. And then she, I think this is when she stabs her.
She stabs her and then she runs away.
Yeah.
And then that's when Marie gets...
Flashbacks. Is this the flashback part where you see her kill everybody?
No. Well, maybe, because Marie gets... God. Yeah, it was that at that point. But she... Isn't that when she gets the saw too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can keep going.
Yeah. So, and this is when you realize that Marie is cuckoo bananas and is obsessed with Alex and just wants Alex all to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows her going after her brother. And it shows her essentially going through all the kills.
Yeah.
And it's gross. And then, like, you see the part with her mom. And, like, Marie is, like, over her mom, like,
yeah,
lopping off more stuff. I don't know. It was disturbing. And that's when... Well, the police officers investigate the gas station.
Yeah.
And so that was before you flashback.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's the big reveal. Wow, we're good. The big reveal is that they're watching the security footage and you see Marie X, the attendant in the back.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck.
What the fuck? And then it goes through everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We try, right?
I watched this last night.
I know. I watched it 2 days ago, and you would think that
it would sink in. Okay, in my defense, Greg got out of work late, and he wanted me to wait to watch it. So we watched it pretty late last night.
Yeah. That's okay.
So I was getting a little sleepy towards the end.
I mean, this is like episode 13. Whoever's listening to this at this point... Here we are, folks.
You know what to expect. We're wrong a lot. People are still messaging me about the combine.
Oh, no. I called it a thresher or something.
I think we both did.
We both did.
We don't know. A thresher is a way cooler name anyway than a combine.
Yeah. Isn't a thresher a bird?
Thrush. A thrush. A thresher is another type of farm equipment.
Oh, okay. Well. Anywho.
Yeah.
The more you know. So Marie then goes and gets that survival saw or whatever.
Yeah. The K-12.
Oh, God. And they did this scene with her running through the woods to pay homage to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, you know what? For the next one, I have a little Texas Chainsaw Massacre snippet, too.
I love it.
Anyway.
Cool. So, yeah, she's chasing Alex through the woods. Alex is, like, you know, chained up for however long. Alex goes out into the street. Car, like, runs off the side of the road. Alex, like, gets in the back of the car and is like, drive, drive. And the guy can't get the engine started.
Which, question, how many times in your life have you had your car not start?
Okay, that's... funny, because the battery in the Escape, like, every once in a while, it's not, like, connected right, so I have to go out and fix. So, actually, quite often.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I, other than, like, a battery problem.
Right.
But, like, if you're driving your car down the road, turn it off for a second.
Maybe he flooded the engine.
I don't know how that works, so.
It was a stick shift, so he could have done something.
Is that a thing?
Maybe he was panicky and didn't put the clutch in before he started the engine.
Okay. Yeah.
Who knows? And that's when you see Marie with, like, the saw and just fucking nails the guy.
It is so gross.
It's so gross. Alex is
covered
in blood.
It goes through the window, right?
It goes through the window.
Okay.
The front window. And that's when, like, the scenes go from... Marie to, like, the killer. Like, it kind of goes back and forth. And that's when you see the killer, and this creeps the fuck out of me. When he breaks the window and Alex is, like, screaming and crying, and the killer is, like, imitating her.
That's also Texas Chainsaw.
Yep.
Like, when the girl's crying and Leatherface is, like,
yeah. Like, doing something.
Ugh. Okay.
And I can't... You go. You go.
Me go?
Yeah.
So I actually wrote down, this goes along with it, but I was just listening to My Favorite Murder, and the episode I was listening to was crazy. It was about a girl that, well, I mean, they're all crazy, but it's also, I Survived episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there was, I don't know if I want to like tell the whole story. I'll try to like sum it up. Two girls are driving down the road. All of a sudden, blood and glass everywhere. Somebody driving next to them had shot them. The driver...
Shut up!
Missing part of an arm.
Blah.
They pull... Not missing part of her arm, but, like, seriously damaged from a shotgun blast. So they pull over. They're panicking. They say, call 911. The guy that shot them gets out of his car, goes and grabs the phone, shoots the passenger dead. Then... kidnaps the woman. Her name's Jennifer Holliday. Kidnaps the woman. Sexually assaults her.
And oh, no.
Then all of a sudden is like, oh my God, you're all bloody. What happened? Like totally oblivious to anything happening. And she's like, oh, I'm hurt. You know, can you take me somewhere?
Oh, she was smart. Nowhere.
So she just all of a sudden had this plan like, oh, I'm hurt. Help me. So they go to his house, which is in a cemetery. I'm not even kidding. This is a true story. They go to his house in the cemetery and she's like, yeah, I'm hurt really, really bad. I need to go to the hospital. Can I call an ambulance? So she calls an ambulance and says, yeah, I'm hurt really bad. I'm bleeding really bad. I need help. I need help.
I'm going to Google this after we're done here.
Yeah, it's just a crazy story.
Whoa.
So she's like, yeah, the guy helped me. The guy's here. Yeah, there was a guy that helped me. I'm right here with him. He helped me. He's been great. He's helped me this whole time.
Oh.
So she convinces this guy that's on, like, he was on a bunch of drugs. She convinces him that he didn't do any of this, and he's helping her.
Good for her. That's and would I have like, thought about that?
She's
fuck
like
no.
Naked in his house, bleeding to death, like on the phone. And then they put the two together. The dispatcher was like, oh, this woman just got shot on the highway. So when the ambulance shows up, oh, the guy gets on the phone too and gives directions to his house.
Ah!
That's
oh
how
my
like,
God.
Mental this whole thing is. So then the ambulance shows up and he gives her a t-shirt and pants to put on so that she doesn't have to go out naked.
What a stand-up citizen.
So crazy.
Wow.
So he walks her out to the ambulance, and as soon as she gets far enough away, the SWAT team comes in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Next time on Erin and Chelsea's True Crime Podcast.
Well, the reason I'm saying this
but yeah.
is because Marie is like, Alex, I'll help you. Alex, I'll save you. Like,
yeah.
Come on, let's go. I love you.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, Alex, that just reminded me a lot of it, because what if, in order to get away, Alex was like, oh, I love you too. Thank you for saving me.
Yeah.
Let's
I could
go
see that.
Away. I need to go to the hospital.
Because they're, like, sitting in the middle of the road. Like,
yeah.
Alex goes and, like, runs, tries to run away, and she has a piece of glass in her foot, which, oh, cringe.
Yeah, gross.
But she's, like, sitting in the road because she can't really run, and Marie just comes up, and she's like... oh, I love you so much, Alex. No one will ever come together or come between us again.
No one will ever come between us.
Which is actually how the movie starts, but we missed that. That's okay.
Well, I mean.
It's only like a minute scene.
Yeah, like nothing will ever come between us. And
yeah.
then what is that, like a tire iron?
It's
a crowbar.
Like a crowbar or something. And Alex like shoves it through her chest.
Oh, yeah.
But like upper chest because she's not dead. Like, she doesn't die or anything.
But, I mean, she's mortally wounded.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if like another car came along or
another car, I'm assuming, came along. And then like the screen goes black and you see.
I just go ahead.
What?
I'm just laughing that I got on this whole like true crime.
That's okay. No, but it's fine. It like looped in.
I mean, it was. It wasn't just like random.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay.
So you see.
Final scene.
Yeah. Final scene, which is creepy as fuck. You see Marie sitting in an asylum or like a hospital or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see Alex and she like looks over and she's like, she can't see me, right? And that's as soon as Marie like turns and has this creepy look on her face and she like lunges for Alex.
That was a good jump scare because I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that either.
But
blech.
Yeah, she's in the psychiatric hospital and Marie was like behind.
Well, because
behind like a two-way
Alex
mirror.
And her. If I were Alex, I would just say peace out. Fuck you. Like I'm never. You're going to the hospital. I'm never going to check on you. Like, you're stupid.
I think it was maybe curiosity.
Yeah.
I mean, the chick killed her whole family.
Yeah. God.
Like, I would want to go and, like, I'd probably be nosy and just want to see, like.
That's true.
Is she dead yet?
I left this with so many questions, and I do every time I watch it. And I've probably, you wouldn't know this, but I've probably watched it about 10 times.
I think I've only watched it twice.
Okay.
I just remembered it really vividly
for good reason.
As good as I can remember things.
Are you ready for the mind-blowing fact that I have for you? You probably already know it. If you've looked up the cast, you probably already know this.
I didn't look up the cast.
Alex plays the diva in The Fifth Element.
Okay, that is mind-blowing because I had no idea.
No shit. When I looked her up, her name's Maywen, and she's an opera singer and actress. But she is the diva.
I'm, like, trying to think of diva's face now. Yeah, okay.
Boom.
That is really weird.
Because I look up the actors and stuff and see what they've been in or whatever. And when I saw that she was in The Fifth Element, and she was in The Fifth Element before this because The Fifth Element came out in 97.
Okay.
I was like, who the fuck is she in that? And then I looked it up and I was just like.
Well, in The Fifth Element, too, there's not a lot of female actors in it.
Mm-mm. And I thought maybe she played like a minor part or whatever. No, she had the elements in her. She's such a good character. She's one of the most iconic characters from that film.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. That was the only big mind-blowing one that I had. But I'm looking through to see if I had any crazy stuff that I missed. No. That was pretty much. Oh, the woman, Cecile.
Mm-hmm.
Did most of the stunt driving herself.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I wonder, too, so back in the beginning when the killer is going through the house, the camera kind of focuses on his hand with the ring, and it has, like, a P on it. It's, like, an initial ring.
Yeah, he has a couple, like, big rings.
Yeah, and I thought that would somehow tie into it, but it doesn't.
I don't think it does. I mean, the actor's name starts with a P. Maybe they just liked his ring.
I mean, maybe. Maybe that was one of his stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a murderer in yet another film if I can wear my
own. I can do this. And the jumpsuit that he wears, the last names are the last names of the writers on the back.
Oh, that's kind of like a nice tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
For the next one, there's like way too much of that. I didn't even write it all down.
I wouldn't. I thought about not saying all of the things.
It's like Easter egg heaven.
Oh, God. Yeah. The gas station attendant was American, and he later went on to direct Maniac.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun one, too. Which, the bathroom scene, I haven't seen Maniac, but maybe at some point we can watch it. But the bathroom scene with Marie, like, going through the stalls.
Yeah.
Kind of is he puts a scene like that in Maniac. Okay. I guess.
Like, I
don't quote me on it. That's just what it said on the internet. I don't know.
Well, it's not like we're interviewing these people. Like, no. All of our information is from the internet, and hopefully it's
secondhand
it's,
knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's right. It could be third or fourth person knowledge. Who knows?
Yeah. I try to find actual like YouTube videos of the director being interviewed.
Yeah.
Or official like director commentary.
You do better than I do.
Like the Den of Geek. The denofgeek.com or something has a lot of director stuff in there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'll have to actually research better.
Would you recommend this?
It's to somebody with a strong stomach, yes.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because the gore is pretty... Well, it's not like zombie gory. It's like...
Like real person gory.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, when the gas station attendant gets axed, like, the killer, like, shoves him down farther on the axe. Like, it's just a lot of stuff that if you don't have a strong stomach, and the next scene and stuff.
The next
like,
scene is probably the worst one for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
But yeah, I would definitely recommend this. Sorry that I feel like this one was really all over the place, but...
They're always all over the place. We just need to quit apologizing.
And then we apologize for it.
We need to just admit. Before I left, Greg said, be funny. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, God. That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
I want to have that. Anywho, we have a webpage now.
Yes.
We're not sponsored yet, but maybe one day. It's slashermoviereview.squarespace.com. We're going to be sharing like behind the scenes pictures on there. All of the episodes are going to be uploaded onto that, as well as our Instagram is attached to that website too. So
I think it's a good idea too that we have a website, because not everyone has Facebook or right. Instagram. So it's another way just to get out our episodes and do a little advertising.
And some people I've noticed too, like, don't listen to Spotify or podcasts. Like,
yeah. How can I listen to you? No, I don't have
an Apple phone or Spotify. So that's just kind of cool. You can go on there and check it out. And then, as always, follow our Instagram, /your movie review. All lowercase, all one word.
Did you like forget how to say that?
I did.
Your face right now is ridiculous.
I did. I was like, ah. Anywho, yeah.
I think
that's it.
Yeah. So everybody have a good one. Thanks for listening to us.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.